Did you make cottage cheese at
Oh,
all?
yeah. We had a lot of cottage cheese.
Okay.
Right, because, see, you had a refrigerator, but your milk still went sour on you. So
yeah.
After the milk soured, then Mom would boil it up and make it into cottage cheese.
Okay.
You didn't throw away anything.
Yeah, and that's something I wanted to ask. Did you ever have pigs or anything?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right. What kinds of things did you make out of the pigs? You had your pork chops.
Oh, yeah, we kept the entire. My dad always said you always salvaged everything but the squeal. Mom would clean the ears and clean the snout and all that. Then they would grind that and make what they called head cheese.
Did you like that?
I yet to this day can't eat it because I don't care how clean those ears were, they still had those little hairs.
You're like, I don't want to hear that.
Did you ever eaten head cheese?
No, I haven't. No,
okay.
I don't think
then you
gonna,
don't know what I'm saying.
I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you look at it real closely. The next time you see it, you look at it real closely, and you're going to see these little tiny shaved off hairs in the ears. I never did like it.
Maybe I won't look too closely.
Right. But then Mom would boil the head bones and make what they call potywurst, which is an old German dish. And you'd take you boil the head bones, you know. And then take the bones out and take the meat out and use the broth and thicken it with rice and cook it till it got real thick. Then you'd cut it out in blocks. Then you'd slice your blocks and fry them in the skillet in butter. And then when you served it, you would serve it with maple syrup.
Did you like that?
Potywurst. Oh, I love it. But she'd season it up with nutmeg and her spices and stuff as it cooked.
Yeah. What does it taste like? Is the texture like cheese or?
It's like rice.
Oh.
It's a rice, you know, but it's thick enough to where you can slice it off. Have you ever eaten fried mush?
No.
Okay, that's another thing we always had. We had fried mush real often because you make your mush just a little thicker.
Uh-huh.
Mush is cornmeal.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And you make it in, and Mom would make it into square, and then she'd fry it off.
Hmm.
I mean, slice it off and fry it. And we always had maple syrup.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was one thing that Mom always kept for us. It was a gallon jar of maple syrup.
That's something you'd have to buy around here. Obviously.
Yeah, we had to buy it. We had to buy it. But like I said, we had our cream and we had our eggs that we could sell in town.
Yeah.
And then the money that we salvaged from the cream and the eggs, we got to use to buy flour and sugar and things that we couldn't have otherwise.
Okay. Did you use salt pork when you were a kid? Something like salt pork or?
Daddy used to make something like that, whatever. You know, he'd put it in a barrel and salt it instead of us canning it, and it would stay not rot. I mean, it would keep it from rotten.
Okay. Did you have chipped beef at all?
No.
Okay.
You know, I don't know why, but my family was never into the jerky. We never dried our meat.
Okay. Did your mom make bread at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Cornbread?
Cornbread and light rolls and all kinds of bread and whole wheat bread. And,
really?
Oh, yeah. My mother was a great cook.
What, is there something different used to raise wheat bread than there is cornbread, do you know? Is there a different, rising ingredient? I guess
like one takes yeast?
Yeah.
One takes yeast, then cornbread takes soda. So, yeah.
Okay.
You're right. There is a different leavening, they call that.
Okay. Did you drink soft drinks much as a kid?
Pops?
Yeah.
We got one pop a week.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. When we'd go to the little grocery store down here at Star to sell the eggs, then they had pop for a nickel a bottle.
Hmm.
Okay. So each of us got a pop, and when we'd take the eggs down, we'd each get a pop.
Okay.
One pop, Delaware Punch. And you've never heard of Delaware Punch, have you?
No, I never heard of that. That's a brand?
Mm-hmm.